yourselves ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Sit steady.
Y'all gonna get some sweet treat.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Inc.
Awesome Inc.
When I think of the cool show, well, I think
Team
Awesome Inc.
Quick audio check.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are? That was a very commanding hello.
Hi.
We're just doing an audio check.
I am well.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I am well. How art thou?
I'm good, man. You seem really uptight. What's up, brother?
Yeah, man. I got these beads, you know?
What?
I got these beads, and they're amazing.
What beads? What are you talking about, beads?
Magical beads.
Beads or beans?
No, beads.
What about the beads?
The beads are large, and they're wooden.
Wooden? Large wooden beads?
Yes.
Did somebody tell you, did you buy something from someone because they said they were magical beads?
Maybe.
Okay, you might have gotten ripped off.
Oh.
But it's all right, because they look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, honestly, good purchase. You know, they look good. I like the beads. I like the big wooden beads.
Yes,
Don't you like the big wooden beads?
I love my big wooden beads.
Is this how you're going to talk for the reactions? I'm not opposed to it at all. I'm saying go for it. This is how you're going to do from now on.
Forever.
For the rest of my life. Fuck it. I don't care. Do it. Your big wooden beads. No, wait. We got them. You want them. Hit us up.
Deal with it.
No. It's a business.
Oh,
hit us
up.
Selling them.
Yes. Settle.
Yep, buy them. They're magical.
Magical.
What do they do?
Magic. Yep.
What kind of magic? Well, what do you think is magic? It does that. Whoa.
Mind blown.
Kablammy. Kablammo. Kabloom. Orlando Bloom. Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp. Oh, he's in trouble. Sorry. Oh, God. Chickity chick chick to Chinese chicken? Oh, that's racist. I'm not trying to be. Oh, man. I'm just digging a hole deeper. Armando, pull me out. Pull me out of this racism hole. Quick.
Hey.
Yeah. You're not white.
I'm not completely white.
Okay, so and we're friends. So,
yeah,
yay.
Yay.
Diversity. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, we're doing the sound checks. I was whispering at first because it's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet.
We're not
you
used
think
to
we have
that.
To be like.
We finally have a place where we could record and it's optimum sound.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. We're not used to that.
I know, and there's.
I mean, we're grateful for it.
And there's probably not gonna be anybody fucking with us. You
knocking
know?
On the door, hey, what are you doing? The fuck you doing in there?
No,
like,
there's.
They'll be like, "What? We don't give a shit."
The walls are decently thick around here.
And we're not actually being too loud either.
And people aren't really out and like. People are out probably like doing stuff.
They have their lives. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, people probably have lives.
And besides, all we're doing is just talking.
Right.
It's not like we're fucking banging the latest 3-6 Mafia hit. Sorry. I'm so fucking old, man. Old man Simmer. So what's up, guys? Mike and Armando here yet again. Team Awesome Inc. coming at you like Cleopatra. Straight from the fucking 90s. We can't let it go. And we're never gonna. We got to get into some check-ins mm-hmm. with Armando and I. Mm-hmm. Let's do... Oh, God. Let's cut to the Mike and Armando check-in song. Doot, 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 doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. Great.
Amazing.
That was great.
Amazing. Fantastic.
Why do we keep doing it? Because they're pretty great, actually.
Yes, it's
now
great.
I love them. Before I was like, fuck them. But now I'm like, they're pretty good. So how are we doing? That's the question of this. How? Okay, so we'll start with Armando, A, and then M. So, okay, Armando, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. I was thinking about getting a new day job, so
I hear you.
I had to get my social security card.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Getting that social security.
So I went to the social security office.
And how was the social security office?
The social security office was okay. I waited.
Did you feel socially secure in the social security office?
I felt so secure. Yeah.
Okay, social secure.
Yeah, so sorry. All right.
And then what would you pay for your card?
Oh, no, it's it's you that pays.
What? It's free?
Yeah, it's free. Well, somebody pays somewhere.
Well, somebody else pays for it, but not us.
Not us.
Yeah, and how many do we get a year?
Because we're probably too poor to pay federal.
No, we can't pay those charges. What are you talking about? Why would you even bring that up, goddammit? No, but how many do you get a year? Three? It's like three a year,
there's,
right?
There's limits
this,
three.
This is shit people should know, man. Because you got to get your Social Security card in order, people.
As per the Social Security Administration website, it's three per year limit.
I'm really upset about it.
And a limit 10 per lifetime.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 10 in your life?
Yep.
You only get 10 Social Security cards in your
life? So you better keep it in a safe.
Yeah, dude.
Or a safe deposit box.
That's fucked up.
I'm going to get a safe for myself.
You only get 10 in a lifetime?
Yeah.
How many have I blown through?
I know.
Three so far? It's like
I think
I've
probably blown through like five or six.
Dude, these are like Time Lord rules. That's not cool.
Like my parents aren't that responsible with my stuff.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
that's
so.
That's like Time Lord rules. I don't like that. We should have unlimited Social Security cards. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
10 and that's it?
That's it.
And then he's, what, then you got to die?
I think
you,
so.
You have to die and get a new one.
You have to do the Jesus.
You have to pull. Oh man, I got to do the resurrection. all right. Well, good. Good to know. So you got that sorted out.
That's, you know,
more or less.
Fingers crossed.
Well,
you know.
Last time you had an issue, did you get screwed out of that last card? Or are they just going to cancel? Can they cancel a card? I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
That's fucking
shit. Just as soon as I get my card, I'm going to put it in a safe.
Oh God, how many cards have I gone through so far in my life? Maybe four or five. It's like nine lives. Now,
well,
dude.
If you got it, keep it in a safe.
The one I got now is the one I'm keeping till I fucking die, man.
Fireproof safe, man.
And then before I die, I'm just going to go, oh, I lost it. Oh, just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Because I can. All right. Well, that's good. So
again,
hopefully we'll get the card here soon.
And then I could apply for jobs.
And then
with
worky
no problem.
Works and jobby
no
jobbies.
Worky works, jobby jobs.
Excelente. Good news. Any other updates? Oh, yeah. Check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike, all caps, no space. Like we're yelling at you fuckers. Why am I so mean? I'm going to stop calling you guys names, at least for a while. for a long period of time. I should be nicer. Also, go to our website, yotina.podmac.com, and follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Again, at Team Awesome Inc. for all of your Team Awesome needs and shit. So me, check in with me. I have a condition, a medical condition, and I have to get medication for it. And, well, I had to go through a whole bullshit process.
Okay.
To try and get that sorted. Good news is I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Bad news is it's fucking bullshit, like what led to me getting to the doctor.
But more the good whole news.
It's just good news that I'm going to the doctor. It's bad news, like what I got to pay and what I got to do and ugh.
But you're probably going to wind up paying less than you were before, right?
Well, yeah, a lot less.
So that's good news.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's already... Regardless of that, I don't know why we keep bringing up why it's... What are you talking about differences for, man? Nothing. What do you mean? Nothing's changed. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Like, dur.
All right.
Dur. Look, they don't know what's going on. They have no idea. They can't
have
see.
No idea.
They don't know where we are. back to the soundtrack. So, yeah. So we're both feeling a little bit better about that. That's good news.
About a lot of things.
Yeah. Also, but check out our YouTube channel, and you can see Armando. He's been skateboarding. Yesterday he went back skateboarding, so check that out. It's a Reclaiming Our Childhood vlog.
Yeah, I haven't skateboarded since I was a little kid.
Yeah, and so we were like, fuck it, let's go. And we went boarding for about, like, I'd say half an hour to 45 minutes.
Yeah,
the other
we're
day
old.
At
so.
The local park. But then I went skateboarding an hour later, I think, after I got work done.
Yeah, Mike's in better shape than I am.
I can't help but skateboard. I just want to skateboard everywhere. It's fucking, I don't know what it is. I just skateboard like a madman now. But the thing is that once you started doing it, did you get the fever? Did you get the skateboard fever?
Well, I think I think it'll be more fun when I get in better shape.
Right on. But I mean, like, you know, if you keep doing it, you'll get in better shape. Just by sheer will of doing it, it forces you to get into better shape because your body. I mean, did you see that fat guy at the? Okay, in the video there may have been a guy there, but there was. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to insult anyone. Oh. There was a gentleman there at the skate park. Mm-hmm. He was not in the video at all. Oh. Whoever this guy was.
Okay.
Whoever he was, who was not in the video, was a portly gentleman, and he was still doing tray flips, ollies, and kick flips. He was fatter than you.
Mm.
You can do it, okay? If that fat fuck can get on a skateboard and do tray flips and ollies and kick flips and backslides, you can skateboard and cruise around for like 30 minutes at a time, okay? If that guy can do it, you can do it. I was amazed. I was like, I saw him. I was like, whoa. I couldn't believe it. Everyone else was like you know, scrawny guys like me, just like going around like, yeah, skateboard. But he was like this like kind of hefty guy.
Right.
And he was on a board.
Wow.
And he was, you saw him. Dude, you saw him there. He was a bigger guy.
I was just trying not to fall.
I know. But did you notice that he was like, there was a bigger guy than you there? Like, And you're not even that. You're not even fat at all, man. Like, you're like, it's just an issue of. If you just kept doing the skateboard thing, if you just commit to it.
Oh, I know.
Like, then you'll be fine. Like just keep that going. And then we got a cool-ass park we can go to that's close by.
Right.
If you're scared about rolling around the streets. But on that board in the streets, you're fine. Mm. Like, because I'm rolling around on a penny board. Mm. And that's a nickel board. Mm. And the penny board I got, I'm cruising just fine down the streets. But the one you got is a bit bigger. So, like, you could totally. That's skateboard talk. Skateboard talk. Skateboard
skater.
Diaries.
We're just some skater boys.
She said, see you later, boys. We weren't good enough for her?
I guess
fuck
not.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her. Who was that? Deborah? Fuck you, Deborah.
Fuck Deborah.
Fuck you, Debbie. God, what a bitch. You know what? We didn't deserve. No, wait. Deborah didn't deserve
Deborah
us.
Deborah didn't
man.
Deserve us.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
It was. You get it right.
Yeah, Deborah didn't deserve us. I don't know why. Why did we date Deborah? Is that how we met, through Deborah?
Could have been.
Sure, could have been. Who's Deborah? Is there? We don't even know. We're just saying shit. So there's our check-in and my check-in and our check-in. Now let's check in with you people. Let's cut to. Oh, God. The sound check shout out check-in song. Sound check shout out. Sound check, shout out. It's a fucking
ooh,
sound check, shout
ooh,
out. Fucking sound check, shout out.
Bow, 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 bow.
Excellent. Great Seinfeld beatbox at the end, Armando. Every time.
How do I do it?
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, here we go. This is what the peeps have been saying to us on the interwebs and whatnots. Last time we checked in, we did a trailer reaction, not trailer, but a music video reaction to Lolly. It was, which one was, I think it was Soy or some shit. No way.
Right.
God damn, I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, it was Soy. Damn it. Anyway, to our Lolly Soy video, which again, bizarre to us that we're the Lolly channel kind of, but now we're turning into that. It says, number one, we do know Rocky. And number two, great reaction as always. Well, thank you, DYDB3. Debbie?
Debbie?
Debbie? God damn it, Debbie! What did we tell you about leaving fucking comments like and spelling your name all weird? We know it's you, Debbie. DYDB3. That looks like Dibby. Dibby.
Dibby.
God damn it, Debbie. But okay, so apparently in Argentina, they know who Rocky is. And we made a comment about how like Lolly's like Rocky and she's building her way up and
right,
shit.
Right, right.
And we're like, good. Do you know Rocky in Argentina? And she's like, we knew it, Rocky. Okay. So
great.
We got an answer. And they thought we did a great job. So that makes us feel better. Yeah. Thank you, Debbie. And if it's the Debbie we know, fuck you, Deborah. But if it's Dibby, you're awesome. Next one, animals are our angels, commented. They said, put out by a country that skins dogs and cats alive. And this is to the Okja trailer reaction we did, which is out on Netflix right now. It's a phenomenal movie. You should check it out. Paul Dano, Tilda Swinton, a few others are in there as well. Oh, yeah, what's his name from Walking Dead's in it? Glenn. Sorry, I always forget his name, but Glenn from Walking Dead's in it. It goes on to say, they have no respect for any animals, I guess. Please go vegan. That's the message.
All right.
Okay. All Armando, right. Well, I'll let you field this one. Armando is a practicing vegan.
Yes.
And health food nut. I am not. So, no. But Armando takes care of his food and his digestive system.
Yes.
Armando, would you like to field this? Please go vegan. Animals are a thing put out by a country that skins dogs.
Well, I'm mainly a vegan for health reasons, mm-hmm. although the ethical reasons are a plus. You know, I don't think I'm, you know, above anybody or anything like that. And I think acting like that will only serve to alienate people.
Thank you. You know? Yeah.
Also, I don't think the entire country agreed to skin animals alive.
No. I don't think they had a vote. I don't think the whole country of Korea.
I don't think it was unanimous. If they did,
no, they'd be like, if they had a chance to discuss shit instead of just being bossed around by the dicks that boss them around, they'd be like, hey, I don't think we should do this, guys. But you know, again, different cultures. What if cats and dogs out there are just as common as pigeons mm-hmm. are in New York or rats?
Yeah, but
in that case, who gives a shit? Let mm-hmm. them do what they want. It's their own country. Quit fucking shame. Like, look, I get it. Dogs and cats are cute little animals. Yeah. All right, but what about all the fucking chickens and horses and cows and sheep?
Yeah, Americans eat cows.
Jesus Christ,
and
they're just as cute as anything else. Yeah. What the fuck?
They are. Oh, my God, the little lambs, yeah.
But we appreciate your comment. Look, animals are our angels. We appreciate your comment. We're not trying to be disrespectful towards you. We love that you took the time
on
this.
Well, I want you to help your cause. Just be, like, focus on the positive.
Thank you.
Going vegan when done the right way, when you can take care of all your nutrients and stuff like that,
yes.
is very healthy.
Sure.
And that's a great positive. Another great positive is that you don't have to eat any factory farmed animals that were cramped up in cages.
Yeah, the free range stuff. I do feel better when I eat free range food because I'm like, look, this chicken died of old age.
Right.
It had lung cancer. That's okay. it smoked like 3 packs a day. I'm all right. I can eat this chicken. It's okay. Yeah. It lived a good chicken life. Now I can eat its corpse.
Yeah. What I'm saying is there. Focus on the positive parts about your argument, you know? The positive stuff. Stop condemning other people.
If this is bringing up a larger issue in general.
Yeah, if the way you're doing things is working great and other people should do it, you should show us how great it is doing it.
Absolutely.
And I think that will help your cause a lot more.
Well put yet again, Armando Arando. Well put again, guys. Say no more. Armando has solved another problem. He solved another mystery of the universe. All right, here we go. Seriously, dude, well put. You're right. Here we go. Queen Lolly's back. Queen Lolly is back commenting on our Bright trailer reaction. Queen Lolly said, please react to Abraham Mateo featuring Lolly. Well, funny you should bring that up. By the time you hear this, that'll already be up.
Oh.
That'll already be up. That's literally, it's so weird. I'm working on that right now and we're just recording.
Excellent.
That's so fucking hilarious that you're like, please react to this shit because I'm literally about to put that up. Wow. Don't worry, Queen Lolly. That's already up. By the time you hear this, that shit will be up. And yeah. Wow. Random. I'm working on that today.
Great.
Yeah. So good news there. Wow. I think our cycles are syncing with the commenters. I think we're syncing up our cycles. You know, like when women live together, their cycles sync up.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with the
Do they all like almost kill each other once a month? Like,
I don't know how it works. I think they kill. I think they kill. And if men are around, they want to kill men.
Yeah.
That's why I get scared about it.
If ladies are around.
Yeah.
Like if. What is it like to sync up with a massive amount of other females?
Whoa. That's got to be fucked up.
Right?
Because dudes are just like, whatever, man. Like, and then, you know how guys sync up? They play Xbox. That's how we sync.
That is.
Literally, we play Xbox or PlayStation 4 or some shit. We'll play like fucking, what is it? The Nintendo Switch is the new thing,
Switch,
I guess.
Yep.
I hear the only game that's good on there is the Zelda one, but we'll get back. We'll talk about games later in the Nerd Update, guys. But let's move along to our commenters. Ocean NCS. Oh, yeah. They said, they've been back off and on. They said, love the vids. If you guys ever need music for your content, hit us up. Oh, thank you.
Nice to offer.
Ocean NCS. That's moving along. Vanessa Burke's back. Vanessa Burke, how you doing, Vanessa Burke? She gave us. Oh, this is to our. When I got shot in the throat by the Nerf gun, she gave us three smiling while laughing emojis and then a, why was this a thing? And I was like, well, didn't you watch the video? We explained why we totally were shooting each other with Nerf guns. By the way, those things are fucking powerful, man. Like, yeah. I don't know why kids are playing with those. Those, like, those are sold in the toy section.
Those are a little different than the ones.
Those are
we,
what I grew up with. I grew up with the ones that are like, oh, yeah, that kind of did. That kind of bounced off me a little, but nothing. This is like, ah, what the fuck, man? Did I get shot? And then we got Vanessa Burke. She's coming back for this next one. And this was our Reclaiming Our Childhood Part 2 video.
Right.
After we did the Nerf gun war, the battle for Neutron pad. She's back again on the next video. She says, is it terrible that I was hoping this was going to end worse than it did? This was the skateboard the skateboarding video where we were getting Armando skateboarding again.
Hey.
She's like, is it terrible? And then she, another laughing while crying emoji. She like, so she's digging it. Thank you, Vanessa Burke. Thank you to everyone who's been checking out the vlogs. We've been vlogged. We have to vlog. That's part of the thing. So we're going to keep vlogging. I don't think we have a choice in the vlogs. But yeah, we do. But we got to. We kind of were forced to do them now.
Right.
In a weird way. Really? So thank you for tuning in and supporting them. We have to keep doing them.
Wow. Okay.
We do. And anyway, it's a part of the.
Yeah. Okay.
Any shit. We got it. So thank you for supporting the vlogs since we have to do them anyway. But that's going to catch us up for most of our comments. We're just cherry picking them now, guys, because we've got to get to a lot of shizzles. But other than that, Armando, what sticks out to you as far as commenters are concerned? How about the one where Vanessa's like, is it bad that I was.
Yeah,
hoping that Armando got hurt.
Yeah, it is bad.
Hey, but I got hurt in the first one, kind of. Not really.
Yeah, you did.
You would have hurt yourself more if you fell.
There
were a few moments I saw that you almost, like in that video I'm watching, I'm like, oh shit, he almost could have fallen real bad. But you had good balance, so I was like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, yeah, it's okay. You don't feel terrible that you wanted Armando to get hurt. It's okay. Because you could have also wanted me to get hurt, too. And it would have been just as funny. Probably more, because I would have been swearing and cursing. Be like, ah, fucking goddamn, my fucking dick hole hurts. Like, what? My dick hole. What do you mean?
How?
I fell on it. How do you fall on your dick hole? I just fell on my dick and my hole. Look, man, I got to go to the hospital. Just call an ambulance, please. Thanks for checking in with us while we're checking in with you and checking our equipment.
Thanks for paying attention.
Kinda. Thanks for paying attention enough.
Yep.
You know, you could step it up, but whatever. No, we're not. Not judging you. Just you know, you could do more.
You know, you could
do more. But whatever.
You could click a little more.
Yeah, you could click like or subscribe. You could share. You know. Whatever. We're not trying to guilt trip you.
Yeah.
But you know if you like the show.
You do what you want.
You should help us. But whatever.
You do what you want.
Whatever. You're going to do it anyway. Sorry, I'm just trying to do what moms do to all their kids. Genuinely, thank you for leaving comments, taking the time to leave these comments, and thank you for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. And the one that sticks out to me the most is the one with Vanessa. Actually, Queen Lolly like syncing up with me about getting that video done. I'm like, whoa,
synchronous.
We're syncing up. It's pretty cray cray. Are you comfy, man? How you feeling? I told Armando, are you comfy? And he started moving around like in the most awkward way possible.
Am I comfy?
Am I really comfy?
What is comfy?
What is comfortability? Is it a word? Probably not, but I'm curious. Can we find comfort in this life? All right, speaking of odd, Alex Jones is here. Follow our tweets at Team Awesomic. Like that Facebook page, of course. Download and subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic. Our website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. The Illuminati are real. Lizard people live in a hollow earth. Alex goddamn Jones, we told you. You're just supposed to do the fucking, what is it, our social media stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's your problem? American people need to know what your Team Awesomic is up to. Where are you? Okay, out. Get out. Get him out. Armando, would you escort him out?
I'm sorry. You gotta go. Sorry. You got. All right.
God damn.
Oh man.
Close the door.
All right. All right.
He's trying to get back in. Oh my god. I think he's getting. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
No, no, he's kind of heavy. He's getting tired. Hold on.
Oh, this is just sad.
Now he's crying. Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll leave Alex Jones outside to cry for a little bit. He's an emotional guy.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
He'll be fine, guys. He's a tough cookie.
He is.
He's a real tough cookie, that
he
Alex
is,
Jones.
And we're real proud of him.
We're real proud of him for the work he's done. Good for you, Alex Jones. But he's right. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. What's that website, Armando? Render?
Utina.
Dot.
Podomatic.
Dot.
Cam.
Yep, we said it. Alex Jones said it before, but we just wanted to make it more clear.
Yes.
I don't think he was very clear when he spoke. Anyway,
I still love it.
But we got some shout outs for you people. That's goddamn right. It's time for some shout outs. You ready for this shit, Armando?
I'm ready.
Time for our shout outs to the peeps. You know who you are, peeps. First up, wow, we got a few shout outs to catch up to. Bruh.
Rap bear.
Damn. I'm having to scroll down a bit here. Coconuts. Coconuts is back. Remember Coconuts?
Coconuts.
Coconuts commented, said, thanks for the reaction to Lali and Abraham Mateo, Moave, or whatever. I don't speak the language. Thanks for the reaction. There's another collab, and the Coconuts was the one that requested that one. And I said, hey, actually, we're going to be doing that one. So, and we did. Mm-hmm. So she, he, I don't know who the fuck they are. It, Coconuts, says, there's another collab between Lali, which will like even more, they think. I don't know why she. Roma Bangkok by Baby K featuring Lali. All right, so we'll give that a shot. And once you're ready with that, I think you should start with Lali Live. I guarantee you'll love those too. All right, well, thank you, Coconuts. I'm sure we'll love them too. We don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out eventually.
Will.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about taking Espanol classes, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. If I did, it'll ruin the videos.
Yeah.
Because I'll know what they're saying. Like, I can translate
and
this.
And then, you won't be
it'll
confused.
Ruin it. Yeah, fuck that. We got Rihanna M. commented, react una na audio Lali. Okay. I don't know what. Sure. And then we got a Vanessa Burke. We need to have a bell every time Vanessa Burke leaves a comment. She's our super fan. We love you to death, Vanessa Burke. She says, you guys are so fucking funny, and I need to be laughing right now. You guys should react to ZZ Ward, anything by her. She's jazzy and sexy and great. Much love. So Vanessa Burke has been the one saying that we should probably comment on do more Beavis and Butthead shit. Watch music videos and act more like Beavis and Butthead. People, because
right.
We got another comment that says, so this is what happened to Beavis and Butthead. That was one of our more recent comments. It's one of my favorites. It was to the Tom Holland video.
It's kind of coming true, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Who said that? I want to give you credit for that. Just fucking funny as shit. You're like, so that's what happened to Beavis and Butthead. It's like, yeah, you're right. That's what happened. We used to live in California. Where were they? Where are they from, man? I don't even know.
I don't know. They were like
camel
somewhere.
Piss flavor. Camel piss flavor commented.
Okay.
So this is what happened to Beavis and Butthead. Thank you, camel piss flavor, and thank you for the name. You have a great name, and you insulted us, but it was a good one. And you're right. We're them. All right, we got another. I'm just gonna skip ahead to the golden ones, like the one camel piss flavor just threw at us because that's gold. Oh, we got to someone is requesting us to react to the 98 killer or the 89 killer trailer or something. So we'll check that out. Everyone's saying we need to watch Lali Live. That's been a general consensus in all the Lali videos. Gloria Domingo. Gloria Domingo's back. She says, oh my God, you guys, please, will you just react to Victoria Modesta Fever? Will you please? Look, Gloria, we're getting to it. You know, every video, you look, just keep commenting on every video, keep watching every video, and remind us to react to it.
Right.
And I swear to God,
right,
we will eventually get to it.
Eventually.
We will get to it. Eventually. So, Gloria Domingo, thank you for your comment again. And we'll get to that. It's in the pipeline, right, Armando? We got that cooking.
It is.
We got that cooking.
And we're ramping. We're gonna
tell Gloria it's gonna be fun.
It's all gonna be okay.
Yeah, Gloria,
we're gonna take care of it.
We'll react to whatever that was. Victoria Modesta Fever. We gotta remember that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nerdalicious commented, the girl Elisa in Del Toro's new film, The Shape of Water. We watched the trailer for that. It was a fantastic trailer. I'm looking forward to that movie. Del Toro is going to do a fantastic job with that. I thought the lady was deaf in that trailer. Not deaf. She's just mute. And it was said in the trailer right at the same time I said, oh, she's mute. At the same time I said, no, I said, at the same time I said, oh, she's deaf, they said, she's mute. And I went back and watched it, and I said it at the same time, like, oh, she's deaf. They went, she's mute. Right when I said deaf. I'm like, ah, I'm an idiot. So thank you, Nerdalicious, for pulling the correction card there. Oh, it's 68 Killer. Sorry, it's they said apparently I fucked up the title. It's 68 Killer. My bad. No problem. You got it. Then we got Queen Lolly. Queen Lolly's back.
Oh,
please react to Lolly Diamonds live in Luna Park. All right, a lot of Lolly stuff. Then we got Roland McIntyre commented on our Blade Runner 2049 trailer, official trailer number one reaction. Roland McIntyre said, maybe a hybrid? Maybe a hybrid? And then Roland McIntyre commented again, maybe hybrids are brought into this film along with replicants and humans?
So many possibilities.
Well, we said that ourselves, that it might be a hybrid.
Right.
In the reaction, we said, he's probably, Ryan, I was going to say Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is a hybrid between sexy and funny and comedy and badassery. But also, Ryan Gosling is a hybrid of humans and robots, right?
Yes.
In this movie, we think possibly he's a hybrid.
Possibly.
I told you were special. And he's like, oh, my God. Blade Runner 2049. We got to see that in IMAX, by the way. And we got a late-ass review coming, you guys. We swear to God, we're going to see Valerian. We have to see it. We're going to see it.
Yes.
We will see Valerian, and we will react to that. We will do a review for Valerian because we want to give Luc Besson, he's an auteur, he's a filmmaker, we want to give that movie the time and it deserves, and review it properly. For our Lolly music video, Abraham Mateo featuring Lolly, we got Monica Batti commented, said, the best, E-E-E-S-T. The best. All right, thanks. I'll take that as we are the best. Or the video is the best. I don't know what you're saying is the best, but you said the best. So, okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica, body. And then, of course, Nama Amedi commented, LOL, Tom Holland is 18 with hearts. Yeah, eyes with hearts and like, oh, my God, I love you. So someone is in love with Tom Holland. Not Tom Holland. I thought it was a Tom Holland dancing sexy Rihanna video. No, it's Abraham Mateo. He's 18.
Oh.
I'm like, he's too young to be a fucking spy. Spies, you gotta be at least, what, 25 at least? And I'm like, what is he, 19, 20?
Well, maybe they wouldn't suspect an 18-year-old.
Oh, you see, you pull that shit, but I'm like, yeah, but an 18-year-old doesn't have the skills, man. Sorry.
Well,
but
maybe
yeah.
They trained him from birth.
You bullshit. But he's some bioengineered spy. Fuck that. I'm not falling for it.
It's a really deep plot for a music video.
I'm not falling for it. Bullshit. He's 18. He's not a fucking spy. But I will suspend disbelief because it's a music video. So there you go. It was just a minor quip. But other than that, Armando, out of all those comments, which one sticks out to you the most? I think Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
For me. Beavis right, and Butthead. I mean, God, how many times have we heard that, dude?
Right.
God damn it. We got to just fucking...
I mean, it's like...
We got to approach Mike Judge and be like, hello, father. It is us, your children, Beavis and Butthead. What's going on? Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Even in that one moment, we sounded like them. We weren't even trying. God damn it. All right. Well, that sticks out to me. What else? I guess the mute thing. I really thought that Eliza in the movie was deaf, but right. She's just mute, which makes it even more interesting to me because she can hear what other people say, but she can't speak.
Right.
I think that's even more interesting than if she was deaf and couldn't hear anything at all, But again, that's like, wait, hey, what do you got something against the deaf community? What, you think deaf people are bad? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
But mute people could probably still write stuff down, right?
Absolutely. They can hear how it's spelled, and then it looks like an S. It looks like a, you know, that's what an S looks like. It looks like a snake, you know, and like you see a snake, and you show them a photo of the snake.
Oh,
and
have you seen the woman that she didn't learn language past a certain age, and then she... Then it turns out she can't learn language at all.
What? That sounds horrible and sad.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she looked really peaceful and happy. But
she can't learn language? What do you mean?
Yeah, she can't learn language.
Like, I tried to learn Spanish, but like past the age of 20, and I'm like, fuck that. I can't. It's just hard.
Right.
I'll try it again eventually, I swear, guys. But I think it behooves the Lolly reactions that I don't hable español, you know?
Right,
and
right.
If I do, just keep it un poquito. But you were saying about the language.
Yeah, there was a lady that, like, she passed a certain age and she didn't learn any language. And it turns out she can't learn. And she can't learn any language. And that's just her. She
can't learn. So wait, so how does she communicate? Just the... What?
I don't know. I mean, I guess body language or something like that. It was a lot. I saw it on...
She wasn't like a heller...
Helen Keller.
She wasn't like a Helen Keller situation.
No, she could see and she could, I think she could hear too.
What a horrible combination they used to call deaf, dumb, and blind. Remember that? They used to say that about people who
I just remember the song.
Oh, that's a song?
Dumb, blind kid. Sure, please,
mean pin copyright. Don't want to keep going. But yeah, it's on iTunes. They take shit seriously. That's The Who, possibly, if you want. If they're credit, we gave credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Okay. The Who, possibly, if you, whatever. Other than that, thank you guys for all your comments. There were more comments there than I could get through because you guys are fucking awesome. And when we say Team Awesome Inc., we mean you guys are Team Awesome. We're just getting to work with you. We get to work with you. We get to collaborate with you. You're listening to us and watching us, but you're the real Team Awesome. You guys are because you're supporting us in what we're doing, and it gives us energy and strength to keep doing what we're doing. So thank you for taking the time out of your days to write us nice things and say nice things. That's really cool of you, and we really appreciate that, you know, because we don't take time out of our day to do shit for anybody. Well, we do this show, and we actually help people. That's true. We do actually, the way we do help people on the show is you can donate to the show, and half of your donation will benefit the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. It's a great cause helping women out all over the world and in America with ovarian cancer problems such as research, treatment, and funding. Be sure to check out their website, theocrf.org, I believe. If it's not .org, then check out theocrf.com. You can literally just Google the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. If you go to our website, yotina.podmac.com, we have a PayPal account there. If you donate like money to us, half of your donation will benefit them. It'll benefit us. Guilt-free laughs is what we're offering, but we also have a link to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, so you can just click on it and donate the money straight to them because they could use it. You know, like we could use it too, of course, but you know, if you want to just give the money straight to them, go for it. We got the link on the website. You know, they're doing God's work. I'm not a religious person, but they're doing God's work, and they're awesome. So they're Team Awesome over there too. We just get to work with all of you guys. We just get to we're all a part of Team Awesome Inc. Really, the world is Team Awesome Inc. Mr. Beale. And if you know that reference, then you're too old because that's from Network, 1976. By the way, you should Google some of those monologues. Yeah. Not Google, but YouTube some of the monologues from Network. Mad as hell, and the world is a business, Mr. Beale. Google those; it's fucking intense shit.
Yeah, those.
And it's kind of prophetic too. Also, anything from my dinner with Andre Wallace Shawn?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we were talking
God.
About that too.
Yeah, any of those monologues, just YouTube those. They're fucking amazing. It's nerdy as shit.
Or just watch those movies.
Yeah, watch those movies. But other than that, it's going to do it for this sound check. Shout out time. Okay, shout outs are done. All right. So how are you? Armando?
I am well.
Okay.
I'm well. I been going to Whole Foods a lot.
Yes, Whole Foods.
Getting my greens, mm-hmm. getting my flax seeds, getting my beans.
Your beans.
You might have noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flax seed. Get your flax seed on.
Flax seed.
What the fuck is flax seed, by the way? You know, what is it? What is flaxseed? I know it's seed, but from what? What's a flax?
I don't know what a flax is.
Well, what the fuck is flaxseed? Look, just leave in the comments below what flaxseed is.
It has omega-3s.
All right, that's great. But I want to know what the fuck it's from. Other than that, you're doing good. Life changes.
Yeah,
you know?
Lots of life changes.
Lots of life changes for both of us, man.
Not Wachowski style.
No,
changes.
God no, but. Not like that. Jesus, no. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're not trying to be judgy here. Wait, back it up. Back it up. Wait, hold on.
No, I'm just
saying.
Oh
God, we don't mean like in a negative way. Not negative. Oh fuck, we already.
If you want to, dude, that's
don't,
totally cool.
Why'd you gotta bring up the Wachowski siblings? It's awkward. It's so weird now. Oh God! And I agreed with you right away. Like, yeah, not that weird. And I totally said that without even thinking about the Wachowskis. And then I was like, oh yeah, Lana. Damn it! I'm a dick. I'm not even gonna bring up anything else. But changes are good.
Yes.
Change comes from within.
Right.
So if you decide you want to change, it's got to come from within you. And if it's from within you and it feels right, you make those changes. And Armando, Lana, anyone out there, you got to do what you got to do to change. And you feel better. You go and you cocoon yourself and then you pop out a glorious butterfly and you flap your wings in the air and you say, hey, I'm a happy butterfly. Yay.
Yeah, you got one life. Come on.
Yeah. One beautiful butterfly life. Well, two lives, really. One life that is shit as a wormy, gross thing that you put yourself into a gross, spun-up cocoon of nastiness. But then you hatch, and you're glorious and beautiful. And that's like, you could do that emotionally, mentally. And you could benefit from that if you want. I don't know. There's your Team Awesome Make Life lessons. All right, now it's time to check in with me. Life changes. Skateboarding like a fucking madman, like everywhere, dude. Like, I'm just always skateboarding.
Sweet.
Well, now that there's space to skate. What? Yeah. Anyway, it's not like things have changed.
No.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing.
Everything's fine. All is well. Come play with us, Danny. Forever and ever.
And ever.
Other than skateboarding everywhere.
Right.
But dealing with, a lot of other big life changes as well. We have a lot of similar life changes happening.
Yeah, we do.
At the same time. Kind of odd.
Is that a coincidence?
I wonder what's going on.
Oh, shit. Why are you not telling the people of Team Awesome Inc.? That Team Awesome Inc. requires you tell them it's in the bylaws. God damn it, Alex Jones. You get the fuck out of here. We're done with the sound check. Go.
He's out it again.
1776. All right, guys. That's it. Sound check's over. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back for another sound check. Why aren't you telling me? Armando Aranda, where are you? Are you a lizard person or not? Answer the question.
I refuse to answer.
You don't
that.
Have to answer that, Armando.
You don't have to.
As your legal attorney, you don't have to answer that. You are not his legal attorney. What the hell are you saying? Shit. He knows. Hit him. What the hell?
Oh my God.
Shit.
Sorry?
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. You're at Team Awesome, man.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.